But things in the realm of the spirit are not seen with the natural eye. How do you see them? I'm glad you asked. It has to be by faith. How many of y'all ever seen Jesus? How many of you believe he's real? How do you know? You read it in the Bible that Jesus came. We'll celebrate resurrection next Sunday, right? You read it in the Bible. Somebody told you that it was in the Bible. You believed it and you said with your mouth, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I want you to be a part of my life. Come in my heart and take over and take control. Then you start saying, I'm born again. And you start living different. Your thoughts, your inside change. What you used to do, you stop what? Hello? What happened? Something on the inside changed. You can't really explain it fully, but all you know, I'm different. My thinking pattern, my desires rather, and thoughts are different. I used to want this lie all the time and see, could I get away with it? I'm just using for an example. I don't want to do that no more. Something constrained me. Ever been there? No, we used to, my brother and I, if daddy had found out about that, I wouldn't be standing here today, I promise. We made up a little thing. He bought us some cap pistols. I don't know if I told you this. I think I did tell this story. He bought us some cap pistols. You know, daddy wanted to buy so many. We shoot them all up, and we wanted some more. And we wanted to shoot more. So we made up a deal, said we're going to get two packs and you stick two in your pocket and we'll pay for them. And we did and got away with it. But boy, we thought about that. You know, we thought about we're dead. He'd catch us. We're dead. And those people had caught us and turned us in to daddy. You know, you see police coming. He already took care of the problem. Amen. How did I get off on that anyway? Anyway, we are talking about being taught. So listen to the text. We're talking about being taught spiritual things and learning them. If you don't know, and then you have to study. If you're going to teach something, you need to understand how to teach by revelation, by the anointing. And you need to have knowledge of what you're talking about. Yeah. Not just in your head, in your heart. And what I'm teaching you, I've seen it work. I know it worked. Have I learned it all? Food. But that's a good word for it. Absolutely not. Since we are joined to Christ, since we are what? Joined to Christ, we have been given what? The treasures of redemption. How? By his blood, the what? Tola? Cancellation of our sins. All because of what? The cascading riches of his grace. Everything that would hinder you, try to hinder you, try to keep you out, been cancellated. Your sins have been removed. The guilt is gone. There's no flaws in God's eyes towards you. Did you hear me? so we can receive this treasure of redemption. Treasures of redemption. What it is. What is this treasure? Let me give you one. But you have to get it in your heart. Treasure, I'm just like my Father God. He's rich, which you agree. He's rich, he's wealthy, which you agree. He's healthy, which you agree. He know everything. He see everything. He can do anything according to his will now. He can't lie. He can't cheat. Now he can do anything according to his will or who he is. Huh? And he have made you, and me, us, one with him. How do you get to know that? By reading SpongeBob. You think you're going to find that in SpongeBob? Or power control? Is it power? What is it? Power control? You think you'll find it in there? Joran, we kept just about all our grandchildren when they were first born. And he had to have this, these trains that were raced, or what's the name of all these different kinds of trains? What do they call it? What is it? Yeah, and all these different trains will race, and the one, you know, they'll have a runoff. You know, they all like they're doing with the NCAA basketball tournament. And you think you're going to find all that information in there? I want you to listen real good. I'm going to do my best not to get too far, but I want to get far enough for you to see some things today of my subject. It's time to go through the door of this revelation. Truth. Through the door. See, you can walk up to the door just like y'all drew up in that parking lot. You came up to the door, but until you came through, you never got in here. To know what's inside this building, you had to come through the door. You can fully see now. But standing out in that parking lot, you can't see. Am I right? Is this simple enough? Am I making it simple enough that you can comprehend, grasp, get a hold to? So he said, I said we're going to read it, but let me read verse 8. He said, this superabundant grace is already powerfully, what? Working in us. Doing what? Releasing within us all forms of what? Wisdom and what else? Practical understanding. In other words, something that's practical is not complicated. It's practical. You understand, you know, I understand, you know, that there's a distance down there up here, and I just don't walk off. I go to those steps. That's a practical way of doing it. Not just to walk off and then boom. That's not practical. You say, what's wrong with it? Well,